Track 83.
So, each group is going to tell us about a type of football. Jack, let's start with your group.
OK. Well, we found out about table football, which probably started in about 1920. You usually have two or four players. It's very popular in youth clubs, and some people play it at home. Both men and women play. But the 11 wooden or plastic players in each team are nearly always men. There are international competitions in Europe and the United States, and in the future, more countries will take part.
Thank you. Now, Lily, what about your group?
We want to talk about futsal. This is a sport that people play at a sports centre, usually inside. It began in Uruguay when a teacher organised the game on basketball courts in 1930. At first, it was just for men, but now there are a lot of women's futsal teams. There are five players in each team. The best teams are from South America and Spain, because lots of people play futsal in these countries.
Oh, that's interesting. How about you, Oliver?
Well, we think that video game football is a great game. The first FIFA game appeared in 1993. Each weekend, more than 200 million FIFA matches take place all over the world in people's living rooms, bedrooms, and even kitchens. Girls play as well as boys, and on the screen there are men's and women's teams. There are different options for the number of players, but I think the maximum is 8.
So this kind of football is popular everywhere. Now, finally, Jessie, what kind of football did you choose?
Did you know that football for blind people is a Paralympic sport? The ball makes a sound so that they can play by using their ears and feet. It started in Spain in the 1920s, and the first world championship was in 1998. It's a Paralympic sport, but there are only men's teams at the moment. There are five players in each team, but only two players can see, the goalkeepers. Nowadays, people play in many countries, but especially Brazil.